Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Zvachim 112. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the 14th chapter of Zvachim called Paras Hachatas, and this is also the last chapter of this entire Masechta of Masechas Zvachim. So the chapter is continuing to discuss the prohibition of sacrificing sacred animals or bringing up an offering with a sacred animal outside of the courtyard of the temple. Today's Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph actually begins the discussion of saying which animals does this prohibition not apply to. And the Mishnah discusses that it does not apply to two specific types of animals, the paras chatas and the sayer mishtaleach. The paras chatas is a reference to the para aduma, the red heifer, which is called the paras chatas, because about the para aduma, it states in Numbers chapter 19, verse 9, chatasi, it is a chatas, it is a sin offering. And the red heifer is this animal which was burnt and the ashes were taken and mixed with water and it was sprinkled on somebody to purify them from having come in contact with a dead body. So says our Mishnah, paras chatos shesarfa, if a red heifer was burnt, or according to Rashi, if it was slaughtered chutz migita, outside of the pit from which it was designated to have been slaughtered in, the idea that it was supposed to be in a pit comes as follows, that we know that the Para Aduma was supposed to be slaughtered on Har HaZeitim, the Mount of Olives, which was outside of Jerusalem, to the east of Jerusalem, and still is to the east of the Temple Mount, and it was supposed to be slaughtered facing the sanctuary, Mul Petach HaHechal. And so therefore they made on Mount of Olives a deep pit, that they would slaughter it inside this pit and burn the Para Aduma there, burn the red heifer there, so that the ashes would not scatter. So if somebody did it outside of that pit, or if a person did the sayer mishtaleach, if a person took the goat that was sent out on Yom Kippur towards Azazel, that was supposed to be sent out to a specific cliff and sent off that cliff. So if a person slaughtered it outside of that place, under these circumstances, we say patur. The person will be exempt from kares for slaughtering an animal outside of the courtyard. And the reason is because it states with respect to the obligation of not slaughtering something outside of the courtyard, it says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 4, Vel Pesach ol moed lo havio lakriv korban l'Hashem, that you did not bring your offering to the entrance into the tent, meaning to say that the prohibition comes upon an animal that was supposed to be brought to the Petach or Mohed. But we know that the Para Aduma and the Sarah Mishtalech were not supposed to be offered. They were not intended to be offered. It was not the proper place for them to be offered inside the courtyard, which means Kol She'en Ra'oy Lavo El Petach or Mohed in Chayiv Ben Olav. So our Mishnah is saying that anything which was not supposed to be brought to the Pesach of the Or Mohed, to the courtyard of the temple itself, one is not going to be liable for the prohibition of Shechut Echutz. And so therefore the prohibition does not apply to the Sayer Mishtalech, to the goat that was sent out, and to Azazel, and also does not apply to the Para Aduma, to the red heifer. With respect to the Para Aduma, we know that there is a practice of reading the passage of the Para Aduma not only as part of the regular Torah reading, but also as one of the four parashos that are read. And so therefore, this is the parasha of Para that we're supposed to read from the beginning of Chukas, the story of the red heifer. So the Tosas HaRosh writes in his commentary to Brachos Yud-Gimel Amud Aleph that there are some parashas that are biblically obligated to read. And he says that these passages that are biblically obligated to read are Parashas Zohar, which is another one of the four passages, and also the passage of the Para Aduma. And indeed, that is the practice of the Rashba, the Chidushei HaRitva, the Beis Yosef, also writes that he cites in the name of the Tosfos that the passage of Para Aduma is a biblical obligation to read. However, the Biragra is skeptical about this, and he says that this is not necessarily the proper text. And he says we should take out from the Tosfos the obligation to read the Para Aduma. And so therefore, the Vilna Gaon is saying that there's not a biblical obligation to read the Para Aduma. The Shulchan Aruch writes, so what's that there is this, that there are some say, you say that there's an obligation to read Zohar and Para Aduma, biblically speaking. And the Magen Avram says, well, if that's the case, where do we see that there's a biblical obligation to read about the Para Aduma? And so the Magen Avraham says it must not be the conclusion. So what is the source for this idea that it's biblical obligation to read about the Parah Adumah? So the Arugas Abosim, the Ashkenazic commentary writes that the Arugas Abosim writes that there is a custom, because the source for it is that it states with respect to the golden calf in Devarim chapter 9 verse 7, it states, "Al tishkach, do not forget that which you angered Hashem your God in the desert." And so we see from here that there is an obligation to remember about the golden calf. And so since it would have been a genai, it would have been disrespectful to talk about our sins in public, and therefore the Magen Avraham says for that reason we did not talk about the golden calf in public, because it's uncomfortable to talk about our sins in that manner. However, some say that because of this, we talked about the Parah Adumah instead, because we know that the Parah Adumah is the whole concept of the red heifer is that it's coming as an atonement for the golden calf. And this is what Rashi writes in Numbers chapter 19, verse 22, Tavo imo tekanech tzoas benada. Let the mother come and clean. Let the mother come and clean up after her offspring. And so therefore the para is coming and cleaning up after the ego hazav. And so to speak, for this reason, that when we read the Parah Adumah, we're, so to speak, remembering the sin of the ego, and we're remembering that there was an atonement, and the Parah Adumah is coming as an atonement. And that's the reason why it's a practice to read about the red heifer, a special parasha once a year, to remember to atone for the sin of the golden calf.